Chapter 3 No Free Lunch. Sunshine joined a brownie troop. She was very proud of the patches she earned. She particularly liked being a brownie because this was something she could do without any help from the rest of the family, like Sonya, who was now a Girl Scout. The troop leader would stop by and pick Sunshine up, and she went off to her meeting on her own. Then she would tell the family all about what had happened at the meeting. She had friends there who were only her friends. No one else in the family knew them, and it made her happy to talk about them. She had become a lot less dependent on the family. There had been a third eye surgery by this time. Sunshine's vision was now 40% in her left eye and 60% in the right. To her great joy, her doctor said she didn't need to wear those terrible glasses anymore because they were no longer helping her. She was delighted to throw them away. At her birth, we weren't given much hope that she would ever be able to see at all. Lately, I'd noticed that Sunshine was coming home from school hungry. Even though I packed her a nice big lunch every day, she had asked a few weeks ago if she could stop buying her lunch and start carrying it instead, so I obliged her. Each morning she left to school with a bag in hand. One afternoon, I had an appointment with one of Darren's teachers to discuss the new program they were starting. Darren's teacher mentioned how sweet Darren was and that she was especially appreciative of how he looked out for Sunshine. She had noticed Darren protecting Sunshine on the playground several times. "Yes," I agreed, "he's her self-appointed protector." Even though Sunshine's vision had improved, Darren's protection was unflagging. Sonya, too, even though she had gone on to middle school. After I left Darren's room, I dropped off by the cafeteria. It was time for Sunshine to be eating lunch, so I thought I'd surprise her and sit with her while she ate. When I entered the lunchroom, Sunshine wasn't standing in line or sitting at a table. I recognized some of her classmates and asked one of them, "Where's Sunshine?" "I don't know," the child answered. Nervously, I scouted the room for Sunshine's teacher, Mrs. Grant. She was sitting with the other teachers on the far side of the room. I hurried over. "Excuse me, Mrs. Grant," I said. "Do you know where Sunshine is?" She heard the panic in my voice. I only felt secure as long as I knew Sunshine was where she was supposed to be. Now she wasn't. "Oh, I'm sorry," Mrs. Grant said. "She's okay. I can see her from here, Teresa. She's okay." She pointed out the window. Sunshine asked if she could go outside and eat with Gail. I told her it would be all right. "Oh, I'm sorry," I said. "Please forgive me." "Sunshine and Gail's been eating their lunch out there every day for a couple of weeks now." "That's fine," I said. "Thank you, Mrs. Grant." I went outside and made my way around the building to where Sunshine and Gail were sitting. They were under a big shade tree. Although there was a picnic table right beside them, they had chosen to have their lunch on a slab of cement that looked like a foundation for a small building or something. "Hi, girls," I called out. "You sure picked a nice place to picnic." "Yeah, it's pretty here, Mama. Come over." I looked at the slab between them and saw spread out on the newspaper what I knew to be only Sunshine's lunch. "This is Gail, Mama. She's my friend. She's in my class." "Hi, Gail. I'm glad to meet you," I said. Gail was a bit untidy and dressed in worn-out clothes, but she's a cute little girl with long, pretty brown hair. "It's nice y'all are having lunch out here together," I added. Gail dropped her head. The school had no free lunch program, and it became clear to me that Sunshine had been sharing her lunches with Gail. I could see, too, that the two of them went outside to eat so that Sunshine could share without any embarrassment to Gail. "Is this enough food? Are y'all going to get full?" Sunshine answered, "I think so, Mama." I sat down and visited until it was time for them to go back in their classroom. That afternoon, when Sunshine came home from school, I asked her, "Why didn't you tell me you needed lunch for two, Sunshine? This explains why you're still hungry when you come home from school. You've been giving half your lunch to your little friend." "I know, Mama, I'm sorry." "Oh, no, baby, don't be sorry. Let me tell you a little story about your grandma." Sunshine and I sat down on the couch. I put my arm around her and began telling her a very true story about my mother, whom Sunshine hadn't known. It dawned on me that I never spoke much about her. "This is about your Grandma Vivian, Sunshine. And although I probably never mentioned this to you before, you remind me a lot of her. In fact, that little mole you have just above your lip? Well, your Grandma Vivian had one just like that, and her mother did too. In fact, at least two other grandmas before her had that same mole above their lip, right where yours is at. Where's yours, Mama?" "Well, sweetheart, I guess for some reason I got left out. But you have it, and that makes me very happy, because it reminds me of my mama. I love my mama so much. Anyway, when I was a little girl, about 9 years old, about like you are now, we lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. My mother and father had just gotten a divorce, and we were having it very bad. You know, we didn't have any money or no food. We were really poor. My mother had been a nurse for several years, but by this time she didn't have a job. We'd eaten all the food we had. There was only a little flour left. Your Aunt Carol and I went to school that morning without any breakfast, and we were very hungry. Mama told us to come home for lunch, and she would fix us some fried bread. So, of course, at lunchtime, Aunt Carol and I walked home, up the three flight of stairs that led to our attic apartment. Our mama was waiting for us with our four pieces of fried bread. Just as we were about to sit down to eat what we knew was going to be our last food, somebody knocked at the door. Mama told me to answer it. When I opened the door, I saw a beggar standing there. It was kind of unusual. They rarely came up to the third floor. Well, Mama asked this beggar if she could help him. He said, "Yes, ma'am, I haven't eaten anything in 3 days. Could you please give me something to eat?" Mama got big tears in her eyes when she looked at me, and I could tell by the way she looked what she was asking. "Go ahead, Mama," I told her. "I ate yesterday." Then she looked at Aunt Carol, and Aunt Carol said yes, too. Well, we sat down and watched that man eat what was supposed to be our lunch. Our tummy sure did growl, Sunshine. When we see him eating our lunch, but you know, we knew our mother hadn't had anything to eat in 3 days either. The beggar got up and thanked us and Mama. Then Mama asked him if he knew the Lord. I'll never forget the look on Mama's face when he answered her. "What'd he say, Mama?" Sunshine asked frantically. He said, "Yes, ma'am, I do," in a very personal way. Then he left. Your grandma started crying and praising the Lord. I asked her why was she so happy. She told me, "The man that we had just given our last bite of food to was no man at all but an angel." angel, was it, Mama? Was it an angel? Well, you tell me what you think, Sunshine. All I know is he sure didn't seem like no ordinary man. He seemed so sweet just to look at him. He seemed so nice, and somehow I felt like he really loved us, even before we gave him our lunch. But you know what the best part was? The next morning, when I opened the door to leave for school, the whole doorway was so full of groceries, I couldn't see over the top of them. Did the angel leave him there, Mama? He was the only one that could have. I asked all over the neighborhood. Beside, Mama had said the night before that God would not let her deed go unrewarded, that God knew that her girls were hungry, and he sent an angel to test her faith. God sure did show you guys, didn't he, Mama? He sure did, Sunshine. He sure did. So, you know, Sunshine, when you ask me if I'm upset because you shared your lunch without asking, I'm sure you know now I am so proud of you, baby. I am so very proud of you. I don't want to give you the impression that Sunshine was some kind of a child saint. She was a normal kid that got into mischief and made mistakes just like any other kid. But when she did something wrong, she would feel so much remorse that I didn't even need to get on to her about it. She simply learned her lessons as they came to her.